the obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
AB had a big bachelorette weekend. We've heard a lot about this bachelorette weekend because AB literally worked 100 hours on this one weekend that was just a small, short weekend getaway. You guys literally left on Friday after the show and are back now on Monday. So it was like 36 hours.
So it was like a six-ish hour drive to Oxford, Mississippi, which is where my friend London lives. She went to Ole Miss and now she teaches there. And so we all stayed in her house. So that was super nice. Mm. And she has this like big four-bedroom house. So like everybody got a bed. It was awesome. So right when I got there, we just started like decorating things immediately. Like everyone was running out to my car, helping me grab everything. It was funny because they would all just kind of like look at me and be like, we don't want to overstep. Like, where do you want everything? And I'm like, I don't know, just like pick it up and put it on a wall somewhere.
Whatever looks best.
I was like, I don't know.
Is that, as the maid of honor, is that what happens? Like you're supposed to make all the calls like that?
I guess so. And I think they just knew that like I worked hard on it, so they didn't want to screw it up.
100 hours. She worked 100 hours for this 36-hour weekend getaway with some friends.
But so we got all the decorations up. And then the first thing we did was we made door flags. That was like our first craft to put on all of our doors with our names on it out of felt.
Well, this is very like we're going to camp.
Yes. Right. Yeah. The theme was camp cranes.
You get everything was assigned.
Yeah. So everybody got their room assigned and they got to make little door flags for them. And then we had dinner catered that night, so I didn't have to worry about that. And then we roasted s'mores outside, which was really fun. And I had not done that in a hot minute. And then the first night was the night we did the Kahoot. So I made like a quiz game and everybody had sent in questions about London and we played that. And that was hilarious. That was so funny.
Was it worth the stress and the agony?
Yes.
Good.
This is the most family-friendly bachelorette party I've ever
heard. Exactly.
Literally,
this is like kids going to camp for real.
Yes. Right.
Oh my God. Okay. So there was no drama over the questions.
No drama.
Who knows London better?
No.
Wow. Okay.
London won the game.
Oh, so she knows herself? I didn't know the prank
completely. Yeah.
She knew the game? What?
She knows the most about her relationship.
Good for her.
There you go.
Yes, okay. She won.
I don't understand the game, but okay. Not my
game.
Because
some of the questions, like, technically nobody knew because I had asked her fiance to send in some too. So that was part
of it. I'm glad London still won.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, glad the bride won. That'd be concerning if she didn't win.
Yes.
The next day, I woke up a little bit earlier than everybody else, and I made pancakes for everybody. This was probably like the most I've cooked in my entire life. Like, I'm not a chef, and I can't believe no one was like throwing up.
I didn't know you even knew how to make pancakes.
Neither did I. I bought the simplest box of like all you needed was the powder and water. You didn't need eggs. You didn't need anything else. So
those are still legit.
Yeah, they were still good. Yeah. I made pancakes for everybody. And then we went and played pickleball. And that was fun. And the weather was perfect for everything.
Okay.
And then we went shopping in the square in Oxford, which was good. But also it was graduation weekend.
So
it was pretty busy. And people were walking around with like their graduation caps on and all that. I did not grill hot dogs and hamburgers.
So if you missed the show on Friday, AB had hired loosely a Miyagi of grilling, like one of her one of her friends' fiance was like, "I'll teach you how to grill," and they burnt them to a crisp.
It was a disaster.
So you bailed on that. What did you end up making
bailed
instead?
Bailed on grilling. We did Girl Scout tacos, which is the equivalent to walking tacos. Which I've made tacos before; those are easy. Where basically you get like a little bag of chips and you crush them up and you put all the taco stuff in there.
Okay,
walking taco.
Yes, legit. Okay. I was a little bit of a hater on the taco like switch. I'm like, this isn't camping, but a walking taco does feel like camp. Like, all right, that feels legit. Okay.
So that was awesome. And then, you know how at sleepaway camps, like people can send you letters?
Yes, okay.
London surprised us and had all of our moms mail a letter to us.
That's
for
so
Mother's
sweet.
Day weekend, genius.
Which was so cute. I never would have thought of that. I almost started crying. I was like, what the heck? I was like, what's going on?
Well, it probably felt nice to have something planned for you since you just put 100 hours into this thing.
Super sweet. Great idea.
And then we went to dinner after that. I think my favorite part was after we got back from dinner, we did this. I had everybody bring pajamas that represented themselves and had London guess whose was whose.
How many girls were there?
There was 9 of us.
How many did she get out of the 9?
Like 7, maybe?
Really?
Yeah. Yes. Good. And London's like, she only sleeps in pajama sets, so I thought it was perfect for her. I brought So our first trio, we grew up dancing together. That's how we know each other. We've had four trios together. Our very first one, we wore a navy dress with white polka dots and it had red buttons on it. I found pajamas that were navy with white polka dots, and then I had the white buttons taken off, and I paid somebody to sew red buttons on it.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
And so she thoughtful. Opened it, and at first she was like, well, this looks very hottie-totty. I didn't even think it was Ole Miss colors.
Oh,
like,
that
didn't even cross my mind. So she started guessing all of her college friends, and then she looked at me, and she was like, is it you? And I was like, yeah, and she couldn't figure out why. And then I showed her a picture of us in our trio costume, and then she started sobbing.
Yeah,
that, she was like, that's so sweet.
That, as someone who's a former dancer, that's like how you hit home with someone,
yes.
is to bring up an old dancer performance. So that was so sweet.
And everyone got really creative with the pajamas. Somebody got like her new monogram on one of them, and she opened it at first and was confused, like, that's not my last name. And then she started crying, being like, this is the first time I've seen my new monogram. So that was really sweet. And then we played Just Dance.
Whoa.
Yeah. Wow. That really is like the most tight-knit bachelorette party. Wow.
There was no strippers, huh?
No strippers, no lingerie.
Yeah.
But it sounds cool. A matching PJ set. You'll wear that more often. That's a guarantee.
It sounds like it was really fun. It sounds like it was really easygoing. It sounds like it went smoothly, mm-hmm. right?
Yes, it was awesome.
Then why do we have to address the drama that has unfolded afterwards, right after Outkast? Because there is big drama from the bachelorette party that we need to address.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.